Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Should farmers need a prescription from a vet when they want to give medicines to their livestock? Well, new EU rules due to come into force shortly mean that prescriptions will be needed, a change from the previous system where farmers could dose their animals whenever they liked. But how these new rules should be applied is a matter of fierce debate, with some people saying the rules will be a golden goose for vets and farmers worried that they'll have to pay more to treat their animals. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Eamon O'Connell, the Moo Vet from Summerhill Veterinary Clinic in Tipperary, and TJ Marr, who's chair of the IFA Animal Health Committee. And let's tease through what's at issue here. Eamon, I might start with you. You might just tell us how the previous system worked and why, in your view, the system needed to change. This is all about dosing for worming, isn't it?
It is. Morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on. It's all about dosing for parasites in large animals, which would be cattle mostly. Previously to now, I suppose, just before now, if you wanted to worm treat your calves or your cows, you could go into your vet, you could go into your local merchant, you could go into your co-op. You could buy a wormer that you decided you needed and you could go home and treat. There was no regulation on this. Really, there was no oversight on it. You could buy as you wanted and you could worm your animals as you wanted, which was, I suppose, for a while working out okay. But in recent times in particular, there's a lot of evidence has built up that the parasites that we were treating are developing resistance to the wormers we were using. And
that's
the reason
a problem.
For that is, yeah, that's a big problem. The reason for it, I suppose, is that overuse, improper timing, things like that. But I suppose the big problem with resistance is that we're facing down the line a scenario where, and we're already seeing it on some sheep farms in particular, where wormers just aren't working. As in, we find that cattle or sheep have a worm burden and we go out to treat them. And bear in mind that these worms are impacting animal welfare, they're impacting live weight gain, they're making animals thin, they're making them sick, coughing, that kind of thing. And when we go in with some wormers now on some particular farms, those wormers aren't working. And I suppose the reason that this legislation has come in and has changed the scenario is they're aware that resistance is a real and rising issue. It's not a future problem, it's here right now, and okay, they're trying to combat that.
So what, in your view, would be the right way to do it?
Well, I suppose the right way to do it, and it's been a topic of fierce debate, the right way to do it, I would argue, is what is proposed, is that if you are going to worm your cattle, instead of deciding to do it at maybe 4:30 on a Saturday evening for those who are working part-time or on a whim, is that you have a conversation with your vet about your history of your farm, maybe take some fecal samples, decide whether you need to worm them or not, and work from there. And to be fair, I know, speaking from our own veterinary practice, we've introduced that over the last couple of years and it's been very successful, even to the point where a lot of our farmers now will ring us beforehand and they go, you know what, I think I need to worm my animals. And we'll say, okay, well, knowing the history and where they've been and the weather conditions and all the things that have to be taken into account, let's get some samples in and check them. And for an article I wrote last week in Farming Independent, we just went back and checked our last 300 samples that were submitted. So every time a farmer thinks he needs to dose, the majority of our farmers will bring in a sample. 2 out of 3 times we told them, you don't need to buy a wormer. So it's about reducing the use of the wormers, number one, and using them at the proper time, number two.
Well,
so I think the proposed legislation makes sense.
Right. Well, TJ, let's bring you in here. I mean, that's extraordinary, isn't it? 2 out of 3 times when Eamon went back and checked the fecal samples, a wormer wasn't necessary.
So I think the key thing here is to understand, Claire, is that that is action that's being taken by the farmer. And I think the key perspective from a farmer's point of view is we want to be able to use the appropriate wormer, appropriate quantity, at the appropriate time, at the correct price. And herein lies the key debate. And I think it's important to understand that there has been substantial reduction in the amount of usage of these wormers over the last number of years on account of farmers' actions. Mm-hmm. And also the understanding of management of animals and the treatment of them is not just about the dosing methodology, but it's also about the practices of grazing, how you manage your animals, where you're putting them under pressure or not in terms of worm burdens, mm-hmm, and how you're managing grazing and feeding. So that's a holistic approach.
Okay, but ultimately, TJ, is it fair to say your concern is for farmers who would have to pay for the vet to do the fecal testing, and then if there's a prescription at the other end of that, that's another cost burden?
Well, I think the reality is the regulation of the implementation of the EU Veterinary Medicine Regulations 2019-6, antiparasitics, as they're known, will require a prescription. Our key issue is that it's critically important that the minister develops a system which maintains the availability of the outlets that are presently there, whether they be a veterinary pharmacy, whether it be a small merchant, whether that be a co-op. So those people, those farmers can access their product from vets or those outlets as they have done on the basis that a veterinary prescription will be required to do that. And that's the methodology that we have ascertained that has been put forward. And I think we've been very clear here. We support the improved usage of these products.
Yeah, but just can you just, because I mean, you're talking to people listening to this who aren't familiar with what's going on here. So what do you have an issue with in terms of what Eamon has described there?
So the key issue here from Eamon's perspective is that that's the process by which the farmer gets to dose the animals.
The fecal testing.
The testing.
Yeah.
The issue then is, and the testing is only part of it, because there are times he may not be in a position to test or may not be required to test. So there are some parasites, such as lungworms, or visible evidence of coughing, what we traditionally called, and many of your listeners will know of the term hooze, was effectively a very chesty cough in a calf, where you have to move in quite quickly with the dose. So what I would say is we have called for the development of a holistic herd health plan for farmers to be operated with the department guidance, which allows a system whereby veterinary prescriptions can be ascertained using the new National Veterinary Prescription System, and where all the actors in the present system are allowed to continue to take part. Because the key concern is, and this is a very real issue,
you just want to be able to go and buy the product without having the fecal testing done. That's what you're saying.
In cases, what I'm saying is there will be some cases you will not need a fecal sample. There are some cases you will. And the understanding of the broad range of where your animals have been, because this is not just about a one test and act. This mm-hmm. is about an understanding of where the animals have been and the management process of them.
So the fear then, TJ, sorry to go to question, but I'm just trying to get to the core of this. The fear is that you're going to be paying more for your veterinary services, but also that the cost of the medicine is going to go up. Is that what you're worried about?
And that's a key point, and it probably is worth remembering. And much of this debate came about as a result of a debate at the Agricultural Committee in the Dáil last week, where it was interesting. There, all the service providers were arguing about who was going to sell the product to the farmer. Interestingly, there was no farmer present or representative of a farm organisation to outline our views. And ultimately, this is a key issue. These are expensive products. We want to ensure we use them properly and appropriately at the right time and at the right price.
Mm-hmm.
And we are changing system. The EU regulation has required us to do that. We understand we have to do that. The challenge we are asking the minister to come up with is a system that ensures that all the actors that are present today, because remember...
But you can still get it from the co-op, and that it's not just available through the vet. Eamon, can I just bring you back in on that point? Are they well-founded, those fears, that the costs here are going to rise for farmers?
Yeah, I think ourselves and the IFA are very much aligned in our aim is exactly as TJ said. We want the farmer to be able to use the right product at the right time in the right amount with the right history and et cetera again. His fears about price, I think what's happened to an extent is we've distilled this very, very broad argument down into a very, very small point about it's going to cost the farmer more. I think we're missing the broader structure in that we're ultimately, as vets and the IFA and everybody that's involved in this, if they're genuine about farming into the future, and not just at this minute or in 10 years' time or 20 years' time, we're trying to ultimately, in the long term, cost the farmer less. So there's going to be, in the short term, a little difficulty as regards. Some farmers are going to have to come around to the fact that there's going to have to put a little bit more thought and a little more effort into the animal health and into the parasite control programs. But ultimately, I think the fear that suddenly this is going to make wormers dearer, like, as vets, on the ground, we are in the animal health business. We're not in the business of selling wormers or wanting to make profit off of sales of wormers.
Well, that's the fear, that the only place the farmers will be able to get this stuff is from a vet. That's
what I would say. Under the new NVPS guidelines, they can still get it in their co-op mm-hmm. and in their local merchant.
Right.
They
so
just
that,
have to have a conversation with their
with
vet
beforehand.
About their,
so that,
yeah, and I mean, it's up to the minister, I suppose, to ensure that the NVPS works correctly, which I think it's gotten off the ground and most vets are engaging with it at this point.
Right,
I can't see why it wouldn't work in the future.
TJ, you'll still be able to get it from the co-op or wherever you buy it from, but you'll need to have had that conversation with the vet.
And it's difficult to disagree with Eamon today, two Tipperary men after the weekend we have. They're very hard to disagree with.
I'm originally TJ, unfortunately. Yeah, so well, disagree away with me.
So the issue I would say is that it is important that everyone accept that we are moving into a new situation and that there is a broad approach taken until we get to a place where everyone fully understands where we are. Because the history is very clear here. When you end up with a concentration of supply in one sector or another, prices do increase. Mm-hmm. And that's a well-founded fear from farmers' perspective. Our view is we have accepted that the EU animal veterinary regulations are coming in. We will require a prescription. The process about where you can access that product from then is the key issue that's at stake
all right.
here.
All
and
right.
I think the
Listen,
challenge to the minister is to ensure that
okay.
it works.
Listen, I'm up against it here. It's time for news, but thank you both, TJ Maher from the IFA and vet Eamon O'Connor.